identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
And more. 105.7
Nothing could go wrong.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time, turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time, one last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know.
And more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
So
Get to know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire.
Sign up for our free newsletter and more
online at WCFW.FM.
CFW.
Yeah!
CFW. Remember this one?
It was 1989. My thoughts were short, my hair was long. Caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in North Michigan. Splashing through the sandbar, talking by the campfire. It's the simple things in life, like when and where. We didn't have no internet, but man, I never will forget the way the moonlight shined upon her hair. Trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Singing Sweet Home.
sun. We couldn't wait for night to come to hit that sand and play some rock and roll.
While we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song.
Sometimes I hear that song and I'll start to sing along and think, man, I'd love to see that girl again.
Man, I'd like to see that girl again.
Hey.
And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite songs, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
Out of this. Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother. Cause the love that you gave that we made wasn't able to make it enough for you to be open wide. Till you die, but I'm still alive, and I'm here to remind you.
from my head to my feet, yeah.
McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning, every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We've reported for months about state officials in heavily gerrymandered Ohio attempting to derail a citizen-led redistricting commission ballot measure. Despite disinformation from those state officials, polling shows voters are leaning toward passing the constitutional amendment in November. Issue 1 would ditch the current politician-led commission, which resulted in 2 years of litigation as redistricting maps ping-ponged between the commission, legislature, and the courts. Replacing it would be a new citizen-led commission, which would include 5 Democrats, 5 Republicans, and 5 independents, none of whom can be current or former politicians, party officials, or lobbyists. It expressly forbids drawing voting districts for partisan gain, and importantly, has to be a completely open and transparent process. The Ohio Ballot Commission, led by Secretary of State Frank LaRose, attempted to mislead voters by rewriting Issue 1's description, saying that Issue 1 was itself gerrymandering. Signs by opponents of Issue 1 echo that misdirection. thanks to reporting and endorsements by the state's major newspapers and an advertising push to inoculate voters from Election Day confusion, 60% of Ohioans say they plan to vote for Issue 1, 20% no, and 20% undecided in a Bowling Green State University poll. We have links to accurate explainers, local reporting, our past reports, and groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Chippewa County residents can take advantage of free well water testing services. The county's public health department said there will be a free screening program today from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Cornell City Council Chambers and tomorrow at the Holcomb Town Hall from 2 to 6 p.m. Anyone who wants their well water tested needs to bring 8 ounces of water in a closed container, such as glass. The water sample should be taken after the tap has run for 5 minutes for best testing results. A Minnesota poultry processing company went under, leaving farmers in western Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa on the hook for feeding tens of thousands of chickens. Here in western Wisconsin, farmers decided to give the birds away with over 170,000 chickens to get rid of. As of Monday, 20,000 to 30,000 chickens still needed to be given away. Minnesota and Iowa state governments are providing emergency relief to farmers, but no such law exists in Wisconsin for this type of situation, leaving farmers on the hook for the feed bill.
For Civic Media News in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 50s to near 60 degrees. The wind southwest at 5 to 15. Clear tonight with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow will be sunny and windy with a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 28.
CFW.
She's
1057 CFW.
Enough to say, look who's in the big town. But my bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town. We'll be right back.
'Cause all we need is candlelight, you and me, and a bottle of wine, and I'll hold you tonight. Well, we know I'm going away, and how I wish it were so. So take this wine and drink with me. Let's delay our misery. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a log on the fire, and it burns like me for you. Tomorrow comes with one desire, to take me away from the truth. It ain't easy to say goodbye. Darling, please don't stop to cry. 'Cause girl, you know I've got to go. Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Say tonight, and fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight, and fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone.
Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.